Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa program. I'm Sam McIntosh. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with National Wild Turkey Federation Regional Director Jamie Hollins and Program Coordinator Michelle Pegg about their partnership with Washington County Conservation for their year-long Connecting Individuals to the Outdoors program. This is part one of a two-part interview. Is Connecting Individuals to the Outdoors a new program?
This will be its third year. 2 years ago, we started the program with just in Polk County. Then last year, we expanded to Dubuque County, so we had one in Polk County and Dubuque County last year. And this will be year number three, and now we've started a new one here in Washington County. So for this program in Washington County, it's brand new.
Why does the NWTF host this program?
Our big initiative would be the R3, which is Recruitment, Retention, and Retain program. Basically, the data that we have found that we're losing outdoorsmen, hunters, etc., and we need to figure out a way to get them back to re-engage into the outdoors, and we have found that this program is one way that we would like to do it, is give some people the opportunity that may never had the opportunity, too nervous to ask questions, or may not had somebody to ask questions. We're giving them an opportunity to come and say, okay, please help me try and get in the outdoors, or maybe I don't want to get in the outdoors, and this is my way to figure out one way or the other. So,
this being, you know, the third county in Iowa that you've been doing this in, why choose Washington County?
Like I said, the original one was in Polk County. The other one is in Dubuque County, which is towards the northern, the central part of the state. Michelle reached out to me and said that this program is something that they've been thinking about for a few years, and kind of wanted some ideas, and it was kind of funny. She called me and asked me some questions about it, and I says, well, I was just about to call you and ask you about it. So it actually worked out. So we both kind of thought on the same lines, I guess, and got it started at the same time. So,
Do you think there's been a shortage that you've seen in hunters in Washington County?
It's not just Washington County. I mean, it's a nationwide thing. I mean, the data shows that we're constantly on a decline from year to year to year. So it's not just one county to the other county or one state to the other state. It's just it's a natural thing that we are on the decline, you know, and this is one way to bring it back.
So. Yeah, one of the other things that we've seen is that if you want to increase conservation and you want to increase that family connectiveness again, then one of the ways to do that is to get people out of the house and actually back outside to the outdoors. And hunters and people that are in the outdoors, people who camp, people who hike, people who fish, those people are more engaged and more involved in protecting wildlife and conserving wildlife and conserving the habitats that they belong in. And so with that whole national directive, not only us, but Pheasants Forever, Ducks Unlimited, Whitetails Unlimited, we all have the same goal, which is to bring people back into the outdoors and really conserve our areas through hunting and fishing and hiking and understanding the outdoors. So we've been in Washington County for quite some time, and the NWTF here, our chapter locally, we support not only 4-H and Bows and Bullets, we also support a scholarship every year. We support also Washington Archery. We have a banquet every year, but we wanted to do more to be able to give back to our community. So this was a way for us to really give back and share our expertise for habitat, understanding that area, as well as what do you do after you hunt, and to bring people, engage people more so back into the outdoors.
So tell me more about this year-long program.
Well, we're going to start up in January. We're going to do an initial meeting at the end of the month. Basically, it's going to lay out the whole program for the agenda and what we have planned. February, we'll probably do some shooting if we have an opportunity, if the weather's cooperative. We'll probably do some clay pigeon shooting, etc. March, we're also going to get them starting to gear towards turkey season's coming up. We're going to give them an opportunity for a firearm, to have their own firearm, so they can go turkey hunting, get familiar with it, etc. So that'll be March. And then April, May, we're going to do turkey season. And then I think June, we talked about a camping thing.
June, we're going to partner up, hopefully, with a little bit of 4-H as well, here and locally, as well as the Conservation Board out at Mar Park. So we're planning on a camping and fishing type of weekend where we can get them out there and perhaps even bring in some folks with astronomy and be able to bring out telescopes and stuff so that the kids can actually get involved and have the whole family event there. We're talking about some Dutch oven cooking and understanding what you need if you're going to be out in the outdoors. And then we'll look at July as well, also doing fishing and more kayaking, so hiking, and kayaking, mm-hmm. understanding what you need to have those things and do those activities safely. And then we'll get right into fall, and hopefully we'll get in touch with some folks from Pheasants Forever and Whitetails Unlimited, and again, do some more range time to get them comfortable with firearms and what they're doing, and then get them out into hunting and how to harvest once you have hunted something. What do you do with it then? So it's going to be a year-long event. Like I said, we've partnered already with the Conservation Board. That's where our meetings are going to be held, is out at Mar Park. First one is January 21st, Sunday at 3 o'clock.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with NWTF Regional Director Jamie Hollins and Program Coordinator Michelle Pegg about their new Connecting Individuals to the Outdoors program at Mar Park. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Sam McIntosh with KCII News.